Let's do it. That's right. Time for some fun and games. That's right. His name is Sean Kelly, currently owner of Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. You're not selling on me, are you, Sean?
Well, I don't think I'll be selling, but there could be other options. And that really pisses me off.
What's that?
That Steve sold the bloody place after I finally learned how to say his name and the lodge's name.
Exactly.
It took me 10 years to get it right. I had to do different symbols and stuff like that. Now I got it down pat, and he sells the darn place. He'll probably get another place now with even a harder name for me.
Oh, yeah, we haven't seen the last of him for sure. Ned, yeah, there you go. All right, let's get the fall color thing over with, because as you may or may not know, our producer is away. He's in Europe for the next 3 weeks. So even if we wanted him to give us a fall report on beautiful colors, he's enjoying colors of a totally different kind. He's enjoying the colors of the Sauvignons and the Cabernets and that stuff. So.
That's what I was going to say. Now, I was just doing some quick Irish math here. Based on the fact that it's 9 o'clock here, it's probably about 2:30 to 3:30 there. So it's beverage time. So Johnny's probably cracked into a few of them.
That's exactly what him and I talked about the time change. He says, you can call me. Don't worry about that. I said, yeah, I'm going to call you at 2:30 in the afternoon when you're in Rome sitting in a little cafe. I don't think so, Johnny. I think we'll skip that one for sure. So.
You've learned your lesson calling me on a different time zone, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Talk to me about colors.
Well, I thought of that on the way down today. It looks up here. We're looking about probably a 5.5% color change at this point in the MacTier region. So virtually nothing yet.
5.5.
Yeah, but the day is funny, though. But the days have gotten a lot shorter, but it's still warm, and we're not getting those color changes. So I don't know about this theory about sunshine.
So photosynthesis has nothing to do with this, is what you're saying.
Photo is the temperature of the sap running and feeding the leaves. Oh. As long as it's warm, you can still boil water in the dark, can't you?
Yeah, I suppose you could if you needed to. If you really wanted to, if you were so motivated to, I suppose you could. Moose hunting is currently underway. I don't know whether you're experiencing any of it in your neck of the woods. Do you see hunters going in and out of the area?
No, just mostly fishermen this time of year. Even today, a lot of guys going down the boats. But it's amazing. We had a conversation a few weeks ago, and we talked about the origin of moose. And the population. Yet you prove my point again. Where's the majority of the moose in this world of ours?
Where are they? Well, obviously they're in Russia. There are 600,000 of them.
And you kept telling me the origin of the moose was Canada.
I did.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Oh. Oh, was that when you said that they came from Scotland or Ireland or some damn thing or something?
They brought them from Europe to feed the Irish, where they dumped them off on the bloody rock down there. Okay? They wanted to feed them.
Bloody rock.
There was no potatoes left, so they figured they'd eat moose, right? So that's what they did. And I'm an Irish historian. And what I don't know, I'm just like you, I just make it up as I go.
Just go as you go, buddy. That's the best part. That's what I love about you, man. Sit tight and make up some stories for us while we take a break. Well, yeah, I got to do some selling, see if I can pay some of these damn bills. I'm getting swamped with
Thank
them.
Goodness.
I may have to join you soon. We can both be on the unemployment line, you know?
Yeah, I wish I'd be getting paid on that.
There you go. Yeah, good point. More Journal after this, don't you dare go away. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, all members of the A-Team, the ODJ A-Team, I call them. Thanks for joining us on this wonderful weekend. It is slowly winding down to fall. Believe it or not. I just, before we get on with our good friend Sean Kelly from Black Angus Meat, I wanted to answer, I received an invitation during the break.
Oh, okay.
To join some fellow anglers who are obviously feeling bad for me, not being able to participate in the B1 this coming week, asked if I would like to join them at Chaudière Lodge. Our good friend Tony DiBattista and his crew invited me up there for Thanksgiving weekend.
Very
now,
nice.
I have a couple of things to say about that. First of all, Tony's been inviting me to this shindig for, I don't know, 10 years.
Yes.
Right. In 10 years, I tell him, Tony, I can't do that. It's Thanksgiving weekend. I'm on the road all year.
I have a family.
And I have a family, and I need to spend time with them. So he figured this year, because I've been off for the last 2 months, I'm not on the road. Let me invite him. How's he going to get out of this one? Well, here you go, big boy. This is probably going to be one of the biggest Thanksgiving weekends at the Viola household of all time, because I do not just have one family member, i.e. the Countess, that will be there on Thanksgiving weekend, but I have the entire royal family coming down for Thanksgiving.
The stress level. She's probably cleaning
so
the house
right
now,
so much
right?
So I've asked my neighbor if I can rent his house next door just to park the vehicles.
Oh, my goodness.
That will be the entourage will be coming. Because, of course, they all have an entourage, too, right? They can't just come. Yeah. So they have security. So the entire royal family will be at the Viola household for Thanksgiving. So, Tony, thank you very much, buddy. I appreciate it. And I know it's going to be wonderful. But unfortunately, we'll make it one of these years. But this is not going to be it.
Let's do it.
All right, let's get back to the fun and frolicment. His name is Sean Kelly. It is Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. So what's happening at the Kelly household for Thanksgiving, my friend?
Well, I'm still reeling right now from the fact that how expensive Thanksgiving is going to be for me now.
Oh, yeah.
If you can entertain that many people.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
And probably you're going to rent the driveway in meat. You're going to give the next door neighbor some meat.
Oh, I got to do stuff you won't even believe. You won't you'll even believe some.
Little gift baskets to give out to all of them when they show up, right?
Oh, of course. No, and to send,
go,
and then
smart.
The gift. And then a gift basket to send them home with.
A little loop
That's
bag.
I was going to say. Yeah, don't give them shite when they get there. Give them the gift baskets when they leave.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Put them out by the door and say, the second you leave, you can. They might just turn circles as soon as they come in the house.
Hey, listen, we're going to have a great
You brought something up about a while ago, pre-records. You know, pre-records are dangerous, you know? And I'll tell you why. Like, I mean, especially with the way I live my life and my stupidity on a general basis. But two or three weeks ago, or maybe 4 weeks ago, we had a pre-record, I believe. And I didn't dare wish my wife happy anniversary, our 13th anniversary. Because the way I've been behaving, I wasn't sure I was going to be married by the time it went to air.
How's that working out for you?
It's okay. That's why I just said it. Right? Happy anniversary, sweetheart.
Oh, good Lord.
And by the way, let's get back to another thing. 2 years ago, we had a debate on the air about solar energy, about wind power and all that. And your comment back to me is, would you want one of those windmills in your backyard? And today you're blowing smoke up the guy's butt about how great it is.
Well, no. First of all, two things. Number one, I asked the size of these units. They're not those big, obtrusive, 182-foot monsters that we see on our horizon in nice, pristine areas. These are small, 11-foot blades that a person could probably hide on their cottage property somewhere.
11-foot blades. Ooh.
Yes.
Think about it. That's a 22-foot wingspan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can't hide that. You can't hide that on the palatial Kelly estates. You can't find a place on the estates.
You're going to have to put it on your deck, though. You're going to have to put it right on your deck. And every time you go out there, you're going to have to, you know, duck.
No, seriously. Seriously, though, isn't it? There's something. I love the notion of being not in our urban environment. I don't think that's possible. But certainly, if we're going rural, and whether it's a summer home or whether you're using a cottage or just a hunt camp or a shed, you know, or a trailer for that matter. You're familiar with those.
Yeah, or a yurt.
Or a yurt. Think about a yurt. A yurt off the grid. It'd be fantastic. I think, you know.
I smell a barter coming on here.
Well, you might be onto something there. All right, so quickly, because you're eating up valuable airtime. So I already now threw that surprise at you that Thanksgiving is going to be a very large gathering, and not just a regular gathering. We're talking about royalty here. What would you suggest that I prepare?
Well, are you doing the cooking?
I will do the cooking. Unless you're volunteering, in which case then I can defer and then I'll have you make those
decisions. Well, I would get a nice big wild boar ham, okay?
Yes.
Very easy. It's already cooked. You just have to reheat it. I got some real cool tricks for that. I don't like using whole turkeys. They just more mess than they're worth. Yes. I would get some beautiful turkey rolls stuffed however you would like. Okay?
Oh.
It could be a wild boar stuffing. It could be a duck stuffing. It could be a chicken stuffing. We could also almost like do a turkey turducken roll for you, right? And then you just cut into it. No mess, no fuss. Go to the dollar store, buy about 40 of those little cheap $1 takeout containers. And as you're cutting it, okay, give them a plastic fork and say, eat this on the way home.
On a plastic. Oh, you're saying not even like have it sort of a drive-through setup.
Exactly.
They can just drive through and pick up. Okay.
You can accommodate a lot more people that way.
You know what? You know what? You may be onto something. Maybe we'll do a drive-through Thanksgiving, and then we can
each.
Yeah, it's just green. We'll
get a little booth out front. You and the counter. just sit there, okay? We'll get a little school bus shed out there for you, and you two just sit there and just hand it out. Shake, and they just keep on going.
I hope my wife is not listening to this.
Just make sure they have Quebec plates on, because you might get a bunch of those Oshawanians trying to rip you off.
That's true. That's right. You can't have any valuables out there outside of the palace with the drawbridge down. I mean, it's impossible. Oh, my God. You're killing me.
You got a good thing. Can you just tell them you can't take the stress of this much family?
Exactly.
Doctor's orders.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I can get a doctor's note.
Then you're gonna find out how much your wife really loves you when you try and turn away her family.
Oh my God! What's cooking down at 360 Remus Road, buddy?
I'm hoping pork or wild boar wings. We're doing wild boar wings because we've got a big long table dinner tomorrow. So everybody's been experimenting with them in different ways to prepare them. And I'll go tomorrow afternoon to serve them and take all the freaking credit I can take.
And where is that? Where are you going to be tomorrow serving this stuff?
Thornberry, Clarksburg, Thornberry, Ontario. And I heard the Sarge yesterday. It's too bad he went by today. He could have dropped in to see me. And I've got them all set up with my smoker, and they're going to get me a little tent. I'm going to be just like you. I'm just going to stand back and wave as everybody walks by.
I love the. I mean, you just painted such a pretty picture there. I was just in. Oh my God! And if folks go to 360 Rebus Road, then they can participate in some of this goodness.
I hope it's so.
Yeah. So you're going to give them
try.
One of these.
It's 50-50. You're gonna give them, and it's 50-50, and you can still buy something, anyways, right?
We're assuming that is that's a given, right? But sometimes you need to entice them in, and the best way to do it.
Same thing as when we give away these gift cards. The first one in, the first person shows up. We always say to them, "Oh, sorry, you're second."
Exactly. We got to figure it out. We're not idiots.
You just missed it. You just missed it.
By the way, I just want to remind folks, I know we're nowhere near as serious as we should be about your proteins and meats, but if you are looking for a wonderful place to start shopping for your proteins, I would highly recommend, if you're in the GTA, go to 360 Rebus Road in Mississauga. It's called Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. You will be pleasantly surprised when you enter. You will not believe your eyes.
It's a lot cleaner than you think.
Well, there is that too. I didn't want to bring it down that low, but just the variety of opportunities for you to try new meats is just, it's mind boggling. It's not just meat, by the way. You'll find all kinds of goodies there, not just on the meat side.
You're correct.
You could check it all out in advance if you go to blackangusmeat.com. That's blackangusmeat.com. Of course, if you're driving up north and you're in the Thornberry area, drop into their what is it? What would we call that? Headquarters? Black Angus headquarters? That would
be in Thornbury. That's correct. That's where Mackenzie, my granddaughter, lives, and she's kind of in charge of everything these days. Yep.
Oh, good for her. And then you've got MacTier. Is that where you are now?
That's where I am right now. Yep. Yep.
There
I sold
a couple,
my park lot has no boats left in it because I've sold them all.
Attaboy. That's what I wanted to hear. Press that button for me, will you, for a second?
Sean Kelly's birthday report.
Yeah, because I got a special birthday. I got a special birthday today to my good friend. My good friend. His name is Sean Kelly. My good loyal friend. His name is Sean Kelly from Black Angus Meats. And I believe your birthday was yesterday.
Friday the 13th.
How appropriate is it that Sean Kelly's birthday is on Friday the 13th? I mean, you could not make it any sweeter than that.
Happy
birthday, buddy.
And thank you. And listen, anybody that comes in and brings me a 64-pounder of Grey Goose today, I'll give them a $25 gift certificate.
I guess you will.
64.
Oh, yeah. It's his birthday, right? You can go for 64.
Yeah, but a $25 gift card. Like, yeah. That doesn't really measure
That's
up to
That's the joke,
well.
Steve. That's the joke.
I know.
Listen, I got to say happy birthday to one of our boys, Cameron.
Yes.
He's 31 years old, the 17th this week. Happy birthday, Cameron. Smile up a storm.
There you go. Congratulations, buddy. All the activity, all the fun, all the excitement is being had at a Black Angus store near you. Check them out. Go to blackangusmeat.com for a location near you. Better yet, when you're there on the site, order some meat. They'll send it to you. Next day delivery. Sean, thank you, my friend.
See you, boys.
Sean Kelly, Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. Once again, blackangusmeat.com.